Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Kingdom Life Ministries. We thank you for joining us this morning. We're in prayer on Saturday morning from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. If you'd like to join us live, that number is 646-929-2091. Again, the number is 646-929-2091. Here we go before the Lord in prayer. We believe that prayer changes things, and we ask God on a continual basis that he would hear our prayers when we pray. And we believe that he hears us, and so we continue in prayer on a weekly basis so that God will answer the prayers of his people. So if you are ready to join us in prayer at this time, I would like for you to bring your minds and thoughts in so that we can go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you. First of all, God, we thank you because of who you are. You are the great God. You are a mighty God. You're the God that changes things for us. You're the God that sustains us. You're the God that created us. And Father, we say thank you on today for your wonderful works and your mighty acts. Thank you, God, because you sit high and you look low and you orchestrate the affairs of men. Thank you, God, because you don't allow our enemies to triumph over us. Thank you, God, because you're good. Oh, God, and besides you, there is no other. Thank you, God, hallelujah, for life in our bodies, breath in our bodies. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that we're able to see and walk. We don't take it for granted today, but, God, we thank you for every blessing. Thank you, God, for blessings that you keep our children safe from harm and danger. Thank you, God. Thank you. We have an appreciative heart on today. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do. God, we just want to give you the praises and the thanksgiving for another new day that you brought before us. Help us to do the will of the Lord in this day. In the name of Jesus, we acknowledge, God, that you are our help. Our help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth, ruler and king over the whole earth. Oh, God, we give you praises and thanksgiving today. Oh, Lord God, that we've risen up, opened our mouths to say thank you. Guide our footsteps on today, Lord. Help us to walk in the righteous path in the name of Jesus. Give us revelation in our mind of the things that you would desire us to do. Don't allow us to have a disobedient or wayward mind, but God, strengthen our mind, that we will do the will of the Lord today, that we will bless your name, that we will give you the praises and the glory for everything that you have done. Mighty God, we say thank you. Again, thank you, God, for the health of our family. Oh, God, thank you for the health of our spouses, fathers, mothers, sisters and brothers, sons and daughters. Oh, God, thank you. Whether they're in the way or not, God, you have kept them. Whether they serve you like they're supposed to or not, you have kept them and covered them under the blood. And, God, we say thank you and bless your name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, that you would forgive us of our sin. Forgive us, God, of things that we have done before you. Forgive us, God, of trespass. Forgive us, God, of things we've said wrong, things that we've done wrong, sins of omission, sins of commission, disobedience and rebellion. Father God, forgive us of the wrong that we have done. We lift up our hands and our hearts before you now, God. And we ask you, Lord God, that you would cleanse us. Oh, God, cleanse our hearts. Oh, Lord God, cleanse our mind that we don't think any evil. Cleanse our hands, God. Oh, Lord, cleanse us of our wrongdoing. Cleanse us, God. Oh, Father, we want to be right before you. So give us a cleansing down on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We repent before you, God. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us of the wrong that we've done. We come to you, Lord, with a humble heart and a contrite spirit, asking you to forgive us of the wrong that we've done. Oh, God, forgive us. Forgive America of her sin. Forgive America for turning her back on God. Forgive America for laying down an immorality. Forgive America for unclean leaders. Forgive America, God, for not making God her choice. For not making God first place. Don't allow destruction to come on us, God. But forgive America. Cause her judges, her lawmakers, her congressmen, her teachers, her preachers to walk right before you. Oh, God. Cause the leaders of this country to drop to the knee and bow and pray to Jesus. Oh, God. We thank you, Lord, and give you the praise. Give us transformed minds. Let this mind that is in Christ Jesus be all soul in us. Let your manifested glory come forth and cleanse our hearts and our minds. Let the Spirit of the living God overtake us, Lord. Saturate us and fill us up, God, with your love and your power. Take bitterness and meanness out of our spirit. Take judging out of our spirit and fill us up with your power. Oh, God, we thank you today. We give you the praise and the glory. We bow to your greatness. We worship your Lord. We praise your Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hear our prayers, God. We want to spend time with Jesus. We want to get to know you, Lord. Move every hindrance out of the way so that we can get to know you, Lord. We want to know you in your glory, in your greatness, and know all the things that you can do in our life. God, help us to hold on to our faith.
and don't let go under no circumstances. Don't let go of our faith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, wash us in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we humble ourselves before you now. Oh God, we know, God, that we have offended you in many ways as we have walked in sin. But Lord God, right now, we are seeking forgiveness and a mindset to turn from our flesh ways. Turn from our evil ways. Turn from wrong associations. Turn for evil, from evil soul ties. Turn from gossiping and backbiting. Turn from complaining. Oh, God, help us to turn and never look back. We don't want to look back. You have redeemed us by the blood of Jesus. God, we don't want to look back. We don't want to look back at all associations. We don't want to look back at the old lifestyle. We don't want to look back, but keep our focus. Keep our mind steadfast and keep our focus on you in the name of Jesus. We accept the power of the cross, the power that can change our life, the power of the cross that can change our attitudes, our intent, and our motives. God, take the power of the cross and change our life in the name of Jesus. We asking you, God, today to break, separate, remove, destroy, and cancel every unclean spirit, every wicked spirit, every evil spirit, every demonic force. Cut it off from our life in the name of Jesus. Force it out of our spirit in the name of Jesus. Take it out of our emotion in the name of Jesus. Scrape it off of our body in the name of Jesus. And wash us. Wash us, Lord, from iniquity. Wash us, Lord, from lawlessness. Wash us, Lord, from rebellion and disobedience and stubbornness and strong-mindedness. Wash us. Oh, and we will be clean. Wash us, God, and we will be holy. Wash us, God, and we will be sanctified and consecrated for your use in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we have the mind of Christ. We decree and declare that we are redeemed. Make us strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. Oh, Jesus, we thank you today. We praise you. We magnify your name, God. We know that you hear us when we pray. And God, we lift up these prayers to you. We lift up our heart, our mind, our spirit, and our soul. Hallelujah. Father God, give us the strength to pray. Help us to pray for our family. Help us to pray for our churches. Help us to pray, God, where we're torn down. Help us to pray. Change our hearts and our minds. Cause us to seek you, Lord. Oh, tension that come between brothers and sisters. Oh, God, we know that you hear us when we pray. Keep families together. Heal families. Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal hurting children. We pray, God, that you mend the hurt. Even those of us who have suffered hurt as children, that you mend the hurt, that you take away negative words that were spoken to us as children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, heal the hurt and the pain. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal the abuse and neglect. In the name of Jesus, let there be a healing. Father God, in Jesus' name, bring angelic assistance. Let the angels come. Let the angels assist us. Let the angels bring provision. Let the angels bring protection. Let the angels bring peace where there's confusion. Oh, God. Let the angels bring joy where there's grief and unforgiveness. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind the hindering spirit. We release love to flow. Let the love of God flow through our home. Let the love of God flow. Let the power of God flow. Let the anointing of God flow so that you can bring us into our purpose and our destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, flow in our life, flow in our mind, flow in our jobs, flow in our church, flow in our home. Remove all hate, remove division, remove separation, remove the spirit of offense in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of offense be bound from operating. Hey, God, let the spirit of jealousy be bound from operating. Oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus, help us to be free. Free from division. Free from destruction. In the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the Holy Ghost of God will cause our minds to be transformed, will cause our lives to be changed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're tired of the old life. Give us a change, God. Effectuate change. Change in our mind. Change in our circumstances. Change in our finances. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we need you more and more every day. Lord God, we need you now. Lord God, hold our hand. Lord God, we need you more than ever before. We ask you, God, to cause strongholds to be broken and destroyed by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Release a freedom that only comes in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not bound, but we are free. In Jesus' name. We are not constrained, but we are free. In the name of the Lord Jesus, free to praise you. Free to call out your name. Free to lift up holy hands. Free to Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Whom the Son hath set free is free indeed. Oh, Lord. We give you the praise, God. We give you the glory, God. We magnify your name, God. You are the great God. You are the powerful God. You are the most high God. The one true and living God. We give you the praise. Thank you, Lord. We dwell in the secret place of the most high God. And we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We walk according to the word of God. We decree and declare that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, and we will walk therein. We decree and declare that we're sealed by the power of the Holy Ghost until the day of redemption. We decree and declare that we are covered under the blood of Jesus. No harm or danger will come on us. Lead us, God, into the right path. Lead us, God, that our enemies will not overtake us, that our enemies will not encamp against us, that our enemies will be scattered. Oh, lead us, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're blessing us right now. Each and every one of us, you're sending a blessing in the name of Jesus. God, we can always depend on you. God, we have faith in you. God, we trust you. Lord, you are our anchor. Oh, God, we go down into the depths of your protection and your word. Cause us to walk in the deep places of your word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, put revelation in our mind and in our heart. We thank you and give you praise. You said that you will never leave us or forsake us. You said that no man can pluck us out of your hand. You said that you'd be with us always, even to the end of the earth. Hey, God, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. Thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that we have the mind of Christ. Every stronghold is broken off of our mind right now. We cast down vain imaginations, fantasies, every demonic controlling thought from off of our mind. We cast it down. We have the mind of Christ. We bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give us the power and the authority we need to make a difference in our communities, in our homes, in our families. God, give us power and authority to win the battle, to overcome the devil, to get the victory, to take territory in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are on the winning side. We are on the winning side. Let power and might be released from your hand, God. Let the blood of Jesus and the power of the cross of Christ be released from enemy. He's got no power over us. We are sealed by the Holy Ghost. We are the inheritance of Jesus Christ. We are the children of the Almighty God, walking in the light and not in darkness. We're walking in obedience. We're obeying and listening to the Lord. We're not being rebellious against the Spirit of God. We do not walk after the flesh, but we walk after the Spirit. We do not walk in a carnal mind, but we're walking in the Spirit of the living God. Oh, God, give us power right before you. In the name of Jesus, put the authority in our mouth so that we can fight to win. Cause us to be victorious in every battle. We got the victory in our hands. Oh, God, we got the victory. We got the victory in our hands. We are not losers, but we are winners. We are not going down, but we're coming up. Oh, God, we say thank you. Strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Lord, cause the power in your hand to be released in our life. Release power for healing and deliverance. Release power for miracles, signs, and wonders. Release power among your people. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke spirits of torment, accusation. We rebuke the spirit of idolatry. We rebuke the spirit of slander. Every negative word spoken against our life, fall to the ground. With no effect on our life. God, we say thank you. The negative words of other people do not affect us. It will not be planted in our spirit. God, we say thank you. Negative words of other people will not be planted in our life. Negative words of other people will not be planted in our minds. But we are the children of the living God. We were born to be victorious, and we were born to win. We were born to walk positive and not negative. We were born to rise and not fall. We were born to live and not die. We shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Break the hope of the enemy from off of our family members. In the name of Jesus, break the hope of the enemy from off of our finances, from off of our future, from off of our promotion. In the name of Jesus, release a fresh anointing. Oh, God. Release a fresh saving wind to blow in our life. In the name of Jesus, move, God, and rescue those that are crying for help all over the world. God, people are crying out your name, Lord Jesus. Help the ones that are crying on the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, help us, God. Those that are without provision, those that have suffered from floods and earthquakes, those that have suffered from terrorism, those that have suffered from kidnapping and murder. Help, Jesus. Help the people. Help them, God, to see your love. Help them, God, to see the strength of the cross. How you have delivered us with your blood. Help the people to see in the name of Jesus. Develop us, God, strong faith, so that no trouble, no trial, no burden will overtake us. We bind the works of darkness. You will not operate in our life. We release the power of the light of Jesus Christ to overtake the darkness. God, you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that works on the inside of us. Put that power on the inside of us. Don't allow the forces of darkness to sabotage our destiny and purpose. But God, overshadow our minds with right choices and cause us to walk in the newness of life. In the name of Jesus, teach us, God, the secrets of the Holy Ghost and how to operate in the spirit realm. But Father God, you said in your word, the secrets of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Show us your promise, God. You are our God. You have redeemed us. You have saved us. You have sanctified us and set us apart for your use. You have ordained us to go forth and compel men and women to come to be saved by the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us the grace that we need to go forth in strength and courage and boldness. Father, in the name of Jesus, those that we pray for, those that we witness to, those that we minister to, Father, let them know that the anointing of God is ministering to them, building them up, and keeping them strong by the blood of Jesus. Lord God, we seek your divine safety and protection each and every day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that life and death are in the power of the tongue. So we speak life right now in Jesus' name. We speak life. We choose life this day, that our minds are sharp and our memories are keen. We choose life, that in every situation, whether at work or school or home, that the power of the Holy Ghost will come as we speak the word of God and as we speak life. We do not speak death, but we speak life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak life to our bodies. We thank you, Jesus, because you said by Jesus' stripes we are healed of all sickness and disease and pain. We rebuke stiffness and pain and sickness and disease. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Every organ, every bone, every muscle will line up with the word of God. That we are whole, that we are healthy, and that we are free. Put power in our voice. When we speak the word of God, we are blessed going in and coming out. We are the head and not the tail. We are the lender and not the borrower. We possess the favor of God, and we wear the favor of God on a daily basis. Cause us to walk deep in your word, God, so that divine aside. Break limitations off of our mind. Don't allow timidness and fear to overtake our heart. But God, we bind the spirit of fear. We will not fear today. There is no fear in us. But we are bold in the Lord by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. All nations will call us blessed. Shower your blessings on us, God. Cause us to receive our inheritance without delay. Let no denial of man stand in our life or be the final word over our life. When man says no, God says yes in the name of Jesus. But God's word is the final word over our life. I cast down the negative words of men and lift up the word of God over our lives, that we may stand in this evil day. Not the words of gossipers, not the words of slanderers, not the words of backbiters and fault finders, but the word of God will stand over our life. In the name of Jesus, God, we say thank you. We bless your name. Oh, God, we bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We operate in the authority of the living God, and we bind the spirit of prejudice from operating. We bind the spirit of homosexuality from operating against us. We bind the spirit of contention and rebellion from operating against us. We bind the spirit of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We bind it from operating in Jesus' name, and we lose the love of God. We lose the joy. We lose the peace. We lose the meekness. We lose long-suffering. We lose goodness. We lose the blood of Jesus. We release faith and the power of God to conquer and overcome. In the name of Jesus, we are the head and not the tail, walking in the kingdom of the living God, ready to avenge all disobedience as our obedience is filled. Loose the prisoners, oh God, especially those that have not committed a crime and are locked up and supposed to be free. Loose those, God, that are captive by evil men, that have been kidnapped, oh God, and doing things against their will. Loose those that are appointed to death. Loose the abused and the youth. Loose the children from suffering. Help mothers and fathers, God, as they look for jobs to support their children. Protect the children from bondage and destruction, oh Lord. Protect the children from wayward parents. Protect the children from poverty and hunger. Oh, in the name of Jesus, my God. In the name of Jesus, protect those, God, that are on street corners, that don't have the right mind to come to you. Oh, the alcoholic, the drug addict, the prostitute, we bind the spirit of bondage and release them, God, and set them free. Break the hope from off of their life. Help them to know that they can have liberty in Christ Jesus and the strength to overcome every habit. Thank you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Cut the hands of her enemies and cause them to fall. because you said in your word that Jerusalem is your city. And what you love, God, we love. In the name of Jesus, we pray that a revival will hit America, and America will turn their eyes back to God. In the name of Jesus, let the Antichrist stubborn spirit that's over America be broken. Let her not turn her face against the poor. But Father, you said in your word that you love the stranger and the poor. Those that give to the poor, lend it to the Lord. Don't allow us to forget the poor, the widows and the orphans, but constrain our lawmakers to make decisions that are just and moral in the name of Jesus. Cleanse our judicial system. Father, in the name of Jesus, bring this country back to loving God. We pray for the president right now, the Congress, the senator, the congressman. We pray for the mayors. We pray for the governors. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for county executives. We pray for those that are in power to make the right decisions. Cause their knee to bow to Jesus to make right decisions, God. Because the decisions that they make affect us. Thank you, Lord. Help us, God. We bring our supplications to you. God, we bring our prayers to you. God, we bring our pleading to you. Because we know that you can make the wrong things right. We know it without a shadow of a doubt. We have faith in you, God. And we trust you without fail. We trust you. If you build up our faith and you keep us, don't allow our faith to be snatched by the devil from the trials and the tribulations that he brings on our life. Don't allow our faith to be snatched. God, give us an overflow of your faith, an overflow of your blessing. You said in your word, we have the faith of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, give us your faith that we can hold on and stand even in the evil day. Oh, God, cast aside the old. For you said in your word, you will do a new thing in our life. Help us, God, to sing and preach and pray with power. Drive out lackadaisianness, slothfulness, and apathy from the church. And put fire down on the inside of us that we can minister to the people that need your help. Set the church on fire with the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Raise up givers to keep ministry going in the name of Jesus. Then God bless the givers in the name of Jesus. We command this day. We speak blessings over our day. That this is the day of the Lord. And in this day, we will walk in the loving kindness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will in this day. We command the morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. There will be no accidents, no incidents, and no mishaps. Nothing missing and nothing broken. We bless your name, God, and give you the praises. Cause us to operate in love in this day. Help us to go forth and not step back. Help us to rise and not be backsliders. Help, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise. We give you the thanksgiving. We give you the glory. We bless your name. We magnify your name. We sing praises to your name. We worship you today, God. You are sovereign God. We trust you today, God. We believe you, Lord. We never let go of your hand, Lord. You are our God. Besides you, there is no other. Oh, God, we say thank you. Oh, God, we bless you. Oh, God, we magnify you. Oh, God, we give you the glory. Oh, God, you're wonderful. Wonderful counselor, provider, protector. Oh, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Bless your name. There's nobody like you. Nobody before you. Nobody after you. You are the one true and living God. We believe you. We keep our hand in your hand. We stretch our hand, Jesus. Catch our hand, Lord. And never let us go. Send angelic help. Let the angels of the Lord walk with us today. Cause the wrong things to be made right. Cause paperwork to be shifted in our favor. Whatever, God, that we need, shelter or transportation, you are our provider. We know that you will provide those things for us. So we give you our hearts, not just because of the material things, but because you are who you are, a good and loving God. Let the power of your Holy Spirit dwell with us today and fellowship with us today as we go through our day. Bless us this day, God. We give ourselves to you all over again. Jesus, we believe that you are Lord, that you died on the cross for our sin. Do not belong to the devil. But we give our hearts to Jesus. Come into our heart, Lord Jesus, and save us all over again. We repent of our sins as sinners. Cleanse us by your blood. We thank you, Lord, that we are saved, set free, and delivered. We bless your name. We bow to your goodness and your greatness. We humble ourselves at your feet, Lord God, because you do mighty and great things for us that we cannot do for ourselves. In those times, God, when things are before us and we're backed up against the wall and nobody can help us but Jesus, oh, God, come and see about us. Don't leave us or forsake us. We trust in your word that you will overturn every wrong thing and bring us out on top and make us victorious. Thank you, Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory. To the only wise God be majesty and glory and dominion and power both now
and forever and ever and ever. Thank you, God, that we came together to pray to you, to lift up your name, and to give you the praises. We bless you today, God, and we thank you. Thank you for joining this prayer. I pray that it's been a blessing to your life, and that the power of the living God be in your day in the name of Jesus. Amen.